The Skagway Borough Assembly is still divided on whether now is the right time to invest millions of dollars in a recreation center expansion and pool. At a meeting Thursday, assembly members debated the project. For now, they haven't made a decision, but one possibility is to send it to a public vote. Thursday's meeting began with some compelling testimony.
Wouldn't you like to be responsible for saving the lives of Skagway's children?
Abigail Tidlow Trinnell was one of several fourth and fifth graders who made their case to the assembly. Fifth grade teacher Mary Thol is on the Rec Center Expansion Board. She says she encouraged her students to write about their opinions of the project.
Dear Skagway Assembly members, are the kids always bored and on cell phones in Skagway? Yes. Kids and adults need fitness.
Kennedy Cox and others talked about how cramped the rec center is.
Are the kids at Skagway expected to topple over the grown-ups because of no space?
She also brought up the importance of learning how to swim.
When I go on my grandparents' boat, I'm so uncomfortable because I can't swim.
A few adults spoke in favor of the rec center expansion and pool as well. Here's Corey Nelson.
If you don't create a culture, the culture will create itself. And if we don't start investing in projects like this that promote health, activity, and community, we're kind of leaving the future this up to chance.
Some of these same arguments were made a year ago when the Assembly considered an earlier iteration of the Rec Center expansion and Aquatic Wellness Center. Some assembly members balked at the cost and asked committees to cut down on bells and whistles in the project. The current proposal is a $17 million expansion and pool. Proponents say the additional exercise space and four-lane pool would meet Skagway's needs without going overboard. All of the assembly members said a rec center expansion and pool would be great, but they differed over whether this is the best time to spend $17 million on such a project. Here's Jay Burnham and Tim Cochran.
I honestly believe a majority of people in this town want a swimming pool.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I know
everybody wants a swimming pool. I want one. I don't want a $20 million pool building and everything if we can't pay for it.
Burnham said his belief in the rec center and pool is one reason he ran for assembly. He and Angela Greaser defended the project to their more reluctant peers. Here's Greaser with Mayor Mark Schaefer commenting in the background.
There are generations that have grown up here that can't swim.
Yeah, there are.
Because there's always something more important. There's always some sort of financial instability that, nope, we can't spend money on the pool. That's an extra that we just can't afford right now. And that's what the answer is always going to be.
Assembly members Cochran, Steve Burnham Jr., and Orion Hansen all mentioned uncertainty about the future of the port as one reason for their hesitation. Skagway's economy is heavily dependent on cruise ships, but the future of cruise ship docks and the rest of the port is in limbo right now because of access issues with the private company that controls much of the waterfront. Here's Hansen.
What happens if the ships don't come? What happens if there's some sort of horrible event and they're not tourists? You know, we can't just assume that it's going to keep cooking along and everything's hunky-dory and where everybody's making money. So, I don't think that we can put this forth before we have a plan of how we pay for it.
The pool and rec center committees did propose a plan, a 1% year-round retail sales tax hike, which would pay for general obligation bonds. Steve Burnham Jr. wasn't sure about that idea.
I'm not in favor of it being dedicated solely to one project, because then we have a sixth of our sales tax going to one thing and the other 5% going to pay for everything.
Last year, the assembly considered a 1% sales tax increase, but the members were split about whether it should go toward just the rec center or major projects in general. A few people voiced support for the assembly to send the rec center pool project to a public vote. But first, the assembly referred it to the finance committee. Considering how divided the assembly is, Mayor Schaefer said it may be challenging to get the approval to send the project to a public vote. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.